Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 5. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. There was supposed to be a servant there. Before the start of the Passover feast, a servant should have taken water and washed the participants' feet. But as Jesus and his disciples prepared to remember God's deliverance of his people from slavery in Egypt, the servant was missing. So who would serve? Maybe Peter would take the initiative. He often was the first to act. Perhaps John, who was very close to Jesus, would sense what needed to be done, take up the basin of water, and get to work. Or perhaps it should be one of the lesser disciples, the ones whose names we don't know as well. Maybe scrubbing feet would be a fitting job for the other James, or Thaddeus, or Simon the Zealot. But no one was willing to take on the task. It was Jesus who took off his outer cloak, pushed up his sleeves, and went to work. Bowing before each of those disciples, he poured water over their feet and scrubbed them clean, drying them with a towel he had wrapped around his waist. 12 disciples, 24 feet, 120 toes, all scrubbed clean by Jesus. Like the disciples, we too often prefer to be served rather than to serve. Having my feet washed by someone else sounds pleasant. Washing the feet of others doesn't sound very nice at all. Sinful self-centeredness keeps us from seeing or desiring the opportunity to serve others, and by so doing, serving our Savior as well, but not our Jesus. Without a shred of self-centeredness, the very next day, he would have his outer cloak removed and go to work once again by volunteering his life on the cross for fallen humanity. And through that sacrifice, he has cleansed not just our feet, but our lives, our hearts, our souls, for all eternity. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing me your love in washing your disciples' feet and washing away my sins. Help me serve you and others with a grateful heart. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.